Two Sophie Mori. We saw the yesterday going through three different Gemaras. We get to the Sugya of Tiltu Matzah, Tiltu Begufoy. There's four different cases. The Gemara from Gimel Bay speaks down Mace Mutu Lachamo, Mace Bitlaiko, the Gemara Kuf of Gimel, the case of Pogla, the case of Shek, it was a Benchadoi. They take a Kush, or a Kakra, or a pit of needle, they stick something inside. We have a third Sugya of Nachman, the case of a Pulga, it's brought down either Kuf of Gimel and Kuf Mem Aleph. And then we have a fourth Sugya, the Mishnah, Kuf Mem Aleph and Aleph, Kasha Gabar Mito. We realize the loss of the gate of Mace, the gate of McClimory, that was already Sifhei. The Sugya of the gate of Pogo is a locha in Sifhes. The Sugya of the gate of Pulga is Sifhes, the ratio of Sifhes. That's Pulga, that's Pogo, that's two lochas. And the Sefer of Sifhes, the Kasha Gabar Mito. Those are the four cases we're talking about. We're focused today on the Sefer of Sifhes, Kasha Gabar Mito, the Sugya of Tiltu Begufoy. So first, you have a Mishnah Nachkuf from Aleph. It says over here, you have Kashi Gavamito, the lochas, you cannot move with your hands, only move with your body, in the case when it's muksa. However, let's say you miyachid it, it's Michael Behem, it's not muksa, no problem. Why in the world are you moving the kash upon the mito? It says that Rashi, the reason is, coming to soften it and to lie upon it. You're coming to go use the kash over here. And look among the Rishonim, the Rosh Ben Yeruchim, and most Rishonim bring down the concept is coming to soften and to lie and to go use it. Building upon this idea that most Yishayim say is coming to go use it, we met some yesterday that we have a certain gate tilto min atzad. That when served over a heter, it's mutter. Served over iser is also, and they come to answer to yourself so use. Building upon this, comes the Rosh further and says, "I effective ready I know our Mishnah kashikav amito. If there's a case to come to go use the kash which is mukso and tilto min atzad served over iser, and for the Rosh of the Chiddush Gadol." Loch is, since it's a Teltum Begufoy, therefore, even though it's a case Ka'in Teltum Atzad, but it's better than that, and even with Sarkova, Isser is also, is Mutter. A Kiddush over here. We pointed out, Lemaisa, the Tosis quoted the Sugya, did not bother him. The Rashba, the Rivsa, did not bother him. We mentioned the Chorah Machlekes, as God points out, was he studied a moving cash? Is he studied of a moving cash to go use Nichol Geder Sarkova Isser because it's Muxel? That's what the Rosh understood. However, the way out of the Tosfos, the Rashi, but the Ritva understood, since he's using kash, and you're allowed to sit upon muksa, you're allowed to use muksa, came the sugya we mentioned yesterday in the case of Ner, you're allowed to move a Ner over to use the light, then it's nichol the concept, the category of the Sarach Dover Heter. Now, first, to answer the sugya of kash, why am I saying you're allowed to move your body with it? We have two miles from so far. We have either Rosh, it's Chiddush, Tiltul Begufay, or we have the other Rishon, we say he's nichol the getter of Tiltul Minatsad. But Sarach Dover Heter to go use the cash. A third Malach is the Ran. The Ran also talks about the chil between Sarach Dover Issah versus Sarach Dover Heter. He asks the same kash of Ben Yoino and Maisa using kash Gabamito, the Chur Sarach Dover Issah. He answers, Ribneshu Sarach Hamito. Since it's Sarach for the Mito, therefore the Maisa it's Mutter. What does that mean? The Maruch among the Achrenim, what is the Avono and the Pshat of the Ran's Teretz over here? I actually asked around, it seems to be Machlokes Chavrusas over here. What exactly does the Ran over here mean? The way the Grazim stands, what do you mean, the Tzarech Lamito? I mean, you have cash in the bed and you're pushing it off of the body on the floor. He's sleeping on the cash, as my father says. We're not using the cash. It's a classic example of Teltum Atzad, the Tzarech of a Heter, of pushing on the floor and only you want to use the bed to go sleep on top of it. Toys of Fog goes this way, the Asher goes this way. Therefore, what's he say to the Heter? It's a standard case, it's Tiltum Atzad, Tzarech Dover Heter. The cash is, Maiso, how does the Ran, this is the Ran that Chofen Beis, the Ran we quote over the Mishnah, Kasha Gavamito, how does he define the Kimto? He quotes the words of Rashi. The Rashi says, to soften and to lie on top of it. How in the world does the Ran quote the Havona of Rashi, it's to sleep on top of it, and after the Chesem Beis, 30 blot later, when 30 blot earlier, he says, what's the idea over here? Is Lamito has to go throw it on the floor?
It's mocha from bed, it doesn't necessarily
own the Rashi of Shabbat. Elamai, as we know already, the Bialocho, and Simon Shinches, if Memalif, they already know that Locha is, there's no Hechuch anymore when the Ran quotes Rashi, then he holds like Rashi. And he writes, Chenim to Kaum Pomim. We knew that numerous times that the Ran quotes Rashi. Uber Prat says the Bialocho, he goes on further, and he seems to argue with Rashi. Now, you have to realize, again, it's three block difference. It's not clear this arguing. But Maisa, as we know already, we know this Bialocho, this is studying the Bialocho.
is not muchan lipasul like Rashi. However, there is an other way to learn the Rad. Come on with place of Shabbos, come on with machzor shekel. They say tzorcha mita, meaning to use the cash for the person to sleep on top of for the mita to be his bed. Not just pushing off to sleep on the bed, it's pushing the cash around to be the bed. For the person to go use the bed. They're saying the tzorcha mita, meaning the tzorcha for you to go use it, for the person. The word of machzor shekel, the tzorcha odom. To go use it over here, says the chay odom, and those who want to bring it down that way, it means to go for the person. And therefore, they're understanding it. It's not the old until the Tzad Tzarek Dov Heter. It's came the idea of the person, like Kaisha's idea, the Shtabsh to the Heter, Nichol Geder of Tzarek. But who's the Tzarek? The Tzarek of the person. A little bit different word over here. Since the Tzarek of the person, that's the Tzarek Dov Heter. Who's the Heter? The person's the Heter over here. So come down first to ask the Sugyo of Kash Shagar Bamito, what is the coming out from there? That's people help him in the Sugyo. We have either the Chiddush of the Rosh, of Peter Kashmir Ben Yoino, the Tiltu Begufa, the Tzarek Tova Isser, the Mice is still Mutter. We have the Iran, the Beit Sheis, the Mukhi Yoshi goes this way, that's called Tiltu Matzal, the Tzarek Tova Heter. And then we have the Taishlis, and the Rashi, the Ritzvah seem to go this way, that since the Shtamshis of the Chetza is a Pulis Heter, is Nechli Gedal, the Tiltu Matzal, the Tzarek Tova Heter. Three different ways. That's one Sugyo to build upon the idea of Tiltu Begufa. A second Sugyo. We had a Gemara in Daf Kuf and Dal Umabes. The Gemara case when animals have packages on top of their back. There are three Gemaras over there, three Kimtas. We discussed the first one, we discussed the last one. The first case is when a person has heavy packages upon his back, kani de omni, it's going to fall and break, so get sabal achayim. Where there are heavy packages, sore packages, that was one sugya we discussed, that was raised samophobe. The last sugya over there, with the case of Gamliel, the case was Dvash, Sheikhvitz. He wanted to put it up an animal, he stayed on the animal's back on the Shabbos, it died. Fefi Mor Tzav Alachayim, Yil Tzav Alachayim Drabonon. That also discussed the Reisam of Vov. There's a case in between, there's a one-liner of Gamliel. Kamal of Gamliel says when the animal has upon him packages upon his back, the package explains to Rashi is Tevil Shel Tfuo, that he has Tevil, which is Muktzamach Meskufoy, a Tfuo in the back of the animal. Now when the packages fall down the floor, they're not going to break. It's Tfuo over here. Says, I'm sorry, Rav Shulman Nechoi, what to go do? Says, Mnech Roishoi Tachteo, put your head underneath the packages, lift it up, and let it fall to the ground. Then we have the case of Karni Umni, the case of lift up the packages with your head, and the case of Gomil, where the animal died. Three cases. The focus on this middle case over here, and Rav Shulman Nechoi says, pick up the animal with your head, let it fall off the animal on the back. This Gemara is brought down, Lochel Maisen Simon Hey. Sif Yud Ches. The Mechab says, Aloha, you have packages in the back of an animal, in case of Tevil, you want to take it off, take your head and lift it off. What is he saying to the Heter to pick up packages with your head? Come on, Ramban, and he first off saying, you know what, you have a head to be telling us to get Sarah Balachayim. The Yosef Nero, I have more of a reason why it's mortar, is Tiltu Begufay. Says, Ramban, where do I get the Makar Tiltu Begufay? Kasha Gabi Amito. That means not only is the Rosh ready, before in the rain, the Ramban says, that's the avon of the sugya that's brought down the mechaber that you love who packs you with your head. Why is that sugya tilted before you? The Zirash also then kuf and dalit. He starts off mitzal sugya hefs the behema chazal is mekel. He says va'oid mitzal sugya of tilted lansad could using your head begufoy. Now Shlomo Zalman has one letter that's printed in Shmir Shabbos in the back of the front one. Depends on the print you have. Over there he has a long letter about the repaskin in this halacha tilted begufoy. He gets involved with the Rishonim. He discusses in the Rashi when he says this concept. Number one, Mokum Hefsid, and number two, Tiltu Begufoy. He gets involved with the two Tirutzim. Was it see if one together with another? He's not sure. But actually, however, one of the Rashi certainly a Kor Ramban that says we have a Heta of Tiltu Begufoy based upon Mishnah Kasha Gav Amito. Therefore, Pshim Ben Echoy, the Maisi moved it with his head. And the Kash is the Ran. The Ran we know. Can you answer? How do you answer Kasha Gav Amito? He said the Tzorach Amito. That means he does not have the heter of Tiltu Begufoy. How in the world does he learn the Gemara on Kuf and Dalet Beis? Says Iran, you know how I learn it? It's a heter Tzar Balachayim. Therefore, speaks out the Bialocho, quoting the Magen Avraham, and he speaks this out. He says, the Iran is Lishitosai, gives a different malach in the Sugyo. The Iran Lishitosai says he's sorry to the heter Tzar Balachayim. Mashikin Golekvi Rosh, says Ramban, Lechaz Balachayim the Tiltu Begufoy. The problem here is, that should we have these two mahalach among Rishonim. That's when the third mahalach, the Ritter said, Mok Mehefsit. But how does the Mechaber bring it down? The Mechaber also Simen Shin Aleph Yudches passes till Tobigufoy. The Mechaber in Simen Shin Hei Sif Yudches, where's the Mechaber? Why is the Mutter move the head? Says the Mechaber, Tsar Balachayim. Direct the Bialocho, Lechur Yustirum Neobei. If you hold the idea of Tsar Balachayim is a Loshna Ran, Loshna Rambam, that means saying the Ran Rambam argue with the Rosh. Why in the world you Mechaber Sosan, Simen Shin Aleph, like the Rosh, till Tobigufoy's Mutter? Who are the Rad and the Ramla Maisa argue with you? Correct the Bialocha, what's going on over here? Says the Bialocha, no. That's him, you have to read the Mechaber and read the Ramam slowly. He says, true, and Chanami negate moving your head until the Begufoy. The reason why the Mechaber said Tzab al Acham could be Mamshik over there, what happens in the Kimto, the Ramam speaks out, when it's glass, when it is going to go break over here, when you can't do it, tell to Menachas, then what to go do over here? When the other problems over here, they said the word Tzav Alachayim, again, it's also the Kimta moving ahead, because there are other halachas, halacha tes, halacha yud, because the other Kimtas, and that had to come out of Tzav Alachayim, they said the word Tzav Alachayim. But the essence said that it had to come to the Mechaber, again, they said the word Tzav Alachayim, that's been sound more the safer, Tzav moving things to the head, is still to the Gufay. So fine, so now we have a second sigil from Yishayim, and we have a deer of Tiltum Gufay. Again, one Kash Gav Amito, a second, moving the package off the animal, off the back of the animal with his head. A third sigur. The Gemara Kuchav Zayin, Mufanin, you want to take things out of the Eitzer, to clear things out, Moses says, Osim Shah Sukkot Tircho, Ovdin Lechol. So let's say you want to make a path in your Eitzer over here. Says the Gemara, what to go do? Eitzer Vayishvil Baraglov, you make a path with your feet, Mikisosoy Ubitsiyosoy. When you can walk in and out, you make a path with your feet. What's the Loshen b'knisosoy b'tziyosoy? What does the words mean? Just say the word kick. Just kick it. Says Rashi, you know why? The words mean over here, derech halichosoy. They point out, Rashi says, mafan b'rat mekan lekan, derech halichosoy. Therefore, it's loyav total. If while you're walking, I can't even know what's going to happen to the psych ratio. You're doing the derech when you're walking, derech halichosoy. No one sees clearly, everyone sees an act of walking. Again, you know you're moving mokso, you know you're moving objects over here, but since the act is an act of walking, the act of walking is not called an act of moving moving mokso over here. This idea of Rashi is brought down again by Loshen Rishonim, the Ran, and the Miri, and the Moiris, the Skirin, Rivon, Rimlil, and others. They bring down the idea of Derech HaLichosai. We saw this Loshen also brought down on Simon Shinches of Gimel, Magavram, bring down the Gemara, Magavram over there says, the words are Derech HaLichosai. Rishmu and Simon Shalom and Gimel also bring down the words of Derech HaLichosai. Building upon this Gemara, this is one of the main requirements why the Chanish argues with the Mishnah Berurah. Again, we know right now the Mishnah holds the head to moving all muksa with your foot. You have muksa on the floor, you want to go save it, you have $100, go kick it. Says the Chanish, over here, what's the Gemara say? You want to move muksa, can you go kick it? The Gemara says, no, you have to do a Derech HaLichosai. Has to be B'knisosai B'tziyosai. Has to be that the pula that you're doing is not an act of kicking, it's an act of walking over here. As long as it's not behedya, therefore it's mortar. Says the Chanish, we see clear from the sigil, the Rishonim are bringing down, there is no heter kicking muksa. There's no heter tiltum begufay. What is the heter? That is derech halichosai. So first, we have to answer two sides over here. We have to answer, how does the Mishnah Berurah learn derech halichosai? And then you have to answer that the Chanish learned the Rosh. We have to answer two sides over here. So first, to answer Derech HaLichosai, there are three ways of answering it. Either ready to the Shabbos has a problem, the Chayodim has a problem, they want to answer either Ucha de Mosanakat, Lav Dafko. You want to move things, what do? You make paths, walk back and forth, walk back and forth. He's saying how people go do it more practically, not that Medina you have to go do it that way, that's how to go do it. It's more of an easy way to go things. You want to make a path, you walk back and forth, that's how you make a path. What means that? The practicality aspect. The second way of answering it, how the Prim Godim Apid Rambam and the Sivus one answer, making a path on Shabbos besides the Sugya Muksa is one Indian. But again, there's not a problem. Mufanin, Tircho, Ovnin Dechol. So the reason why I need Derech HaLichosai, says the Prim Godim and the Sivus, Mitzad Tircho, Ovnin Dechol, that you won't have a heter. Toto Begufa will take care of Muksa. But not Mufanin, not Tircho, Ovnin Dechol. Therefore, Rashi says the Sugya Kinsos Mitziyosai before a different Isser, another problem over here. A third way of answering it, you can say, Echonami, Rashi Ol, Derech HaLichosai. Look at other Rishonim, the Ramban, he says, where's the head of Tiltum Begufay? And tells you, Akasha Gabar Mito, tells you where else? He says, you make Shvil Baraglo. His comparison is to making you feel with your feet. She calls it tilta begufoy. The ritual says, also compares it to a called a tiltum natsad. So either you can argue with Rashi, Ramban Ritva, or you can answer, no, they even agree, with a tircha of nechol, or you can answer, Islam dafko, on orchid and milsam nakat. So nice again, we start off, we have already three sugyas where the ikka, the makaris, the question tiltum magufa is coming from. Number one, the sugya kuftam alaf kashka by mito. Number two, kuftam dalav beis, the shimon echoy, moving the package off of the head. Third catch, kuftam zayin, making you shrill with your feet. What is the svara to be makel? What's the time over here? So the way of Shlomo Zalman again is Michtav wants to say about before in the Meirik is what's the Isser of moving Muksal? So we know the Bialacha in the beginning has four reasons. One of them is Raivit, and Beth they point out the Raivit before Shigmar but also Kufa of Dalla and Beis. And the other three reasons really building upon that reason. But the Raivit you have a reason, the Gemara says, is like so Tilta Muksa is Otar Itzal. Tilta Muksa because you might lead to a case of Itzal. Before Shigmar, you should be Shama, it says it. Otar Itzal. If you do Haitzal b'shinoi, will it ever be nichol together with deraisa? No, never. Do any akira that's b'shinoi will never lead to a case of deraisa. If that so comes out, they will never have a case of deraisa by case of tiltum gufoi. If so, it's exactly zero. Not good, it's a tiltum gufoi. So the longest, says Meirik, and says Shlomo Zalman, is that we're not asking tiltum gufoi because the whole issue beside itself, the cell will never lead to a case of deraisa over here. That's what the svar over here.
Means
so we'll fight. So we'll
fight.
Okay, 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 yeah. Now just now means we have a hetim miyuchud and mukso. Not in other cases. Someone told me he once walked into his kitchen and he saw his 3-year-old holding the 4-year-old on a chair over here, and the 4-year-old was kicking the light switch to try to get it to go on. So he's watching kids do that. Yes, kids, my hi. So certainly on the light switch is mukso. A tati taught us you can move all mukso with your feet. Tilta begufoi, no problem over here. So we're kicking it over here. Fine, maybe you have to be a little bit better. That light switch is allowed to get sugya of mukso over here, sugya of maybe chashmal, which is why I call my sheikh and sugya of esh over here. That the miyuchud of mukso, not the other sugyas over here. That the mukso is the sugya of shino and the sugya of itself. Now, halakhah ma'aseh, do we pass along this idea of tilta begufoi? So again, the Ramban is before Shavuot. Let's go to Dalit, moving with your head. The tour by us, Ches, Api is Father Rosh, the Maisi wants to be Mekel over here. The Mechaba Paschal, Tilta Begufa, Yitzhak Tava Osir, the Maisi is Mutter, black and white. The Ramah, Maisi is not arguing here, and therefore the Oilam Surah Kivegim on Simon Shin Ches of Gimel says the fact that Mutter does not argue, Maisi agrees. And we do have Ramah also agrees. Naratoro, Tereish Yisrael, the Graz, the Sivis, the Ezer HaChaim, they say Tilta Begufa, the Maisi is going to be Mutter, even the Zark Tava Yitzhak. Maisi is not that simple. First, they point out, let's take the Mishnah Berurah. Then we saw the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Ches on Sif Gimel. Over there, Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotin Yud Gimel. He starts with the sugya discussing when you're holding Muksa in your hand, can you be Mamshech the total? He says if you hold it by Heter, it can be Mamshech by Klish Mach the Isser. They pick it up by Isser, or as a case of Muksa Mach Meskufoi, then he says Machlik Samok Mepaiskim. He ends up and says, but let's say you want to move it, Mach Mehefzid, what to go do? He says, then it's a case of do tiltu begufoi. As the Mechaba says in Simon Shini Alas of Ches, go move with your feet over here. And he says, and therefore the loch is go kick whatever you want. Why? They shlo yovi lehefsid. In order that should not be a hefsid, go kick this mukso. Speaks out the Achronim, if tiltu begufoi is lo yishmei tiltu, plow, why in the world do you have to say dafka shlo yovi lehefsid? It sounds like he has a problem over here, and only means that a hefsid he wants to be mekel. So he could answer, you know, Mizilber when he says it over, or Simcha Bonner, Abanon, Slav Dafko, Tiba Bahiva, being practical over here, Ayin's formal words is not needed, he does being practical over here. But that's him, you read Mishabur slowly, look in the Shayatin, it's not that simple. The Shayatin seems to set you up. He starts with saying, L'maiso, Simchini Avsim Chesin Mutter, said the Shayatin, Chai Odom. And he goes up further and said, but look up at the Chayotom. Chayotom says, V'yish Oistrim. To Rosh, verse 2 over here. He says, since the Mechabes, Sosim, Lekul, and Simich, and Amstam Ches, and the Steve is passing this way, therefore, B'mok Mehefzid, I'll be Mekel. Speaks at Rav Vosner, there's some Chaim Kinevsky, the one Taino, yes, it's Machloikis. Avadim, what to be Choshish for? B'mok Mehefzid, the Mechabes was Sosim. That means it's set up the Mishmur with the Sharisian, not Diba Baiva. He's pointing out the Ran has no heter. The Ran disagrees. Yesh Oishim da Cholkim over here. That means it's not that simple to remake or stop the Kikmuks over here. That's how he says it. No, there's Machab over here.
The rest of the bunch never mentions it. Every single time there's a case of Hefzid.
As far as I came across, looked around, every single one,
but he doesn't say that.
The cases are Hefzid. Every single case he brings it down is always by Hefzid. Whatever he brings it down, the case is Hefzid.
No, I don't know.
Now, there is just maybe a kasher. I mean, you look around every mission when it brings it down, the case happens to be a case of Hefzid. No, it's a cash or Hefzid means Tzarek also. Can we not? Avada the Rosh is being made across the board. All cases, even non Hefzid. The Rav is arguing to Aser across the board, even in case of Hefzid. Mishmur, when he brings it down, be semi upon it, he says, Mokm Hefzid. Let's try to build levels over here. My father says classical. You have to look closer to the Mishnah Berurah. You got a little more. Now, there is just one kash that I do ask in Siman Shin Beis, the Sharatim discussing over there, that you have mud on your foot. Can you how to take the mud off? He says, go over to Iraq and scrape it off the rack. He says, make sure that the rack does not move. It doesn't move. So I don't ask over there, my son, don't move. It's Teltum Begufay. Boy, Teltum Atzad Sartor the Heter. Even according to the Chad Nishal, my son should be moved over here. Why do we not move it? So there, the Chodeshani might have a problem with it, or Mamatel have a problem with it. Kind of time, it's a different sugar. Why not to move it? It's a sugar of Toilish. The rack might come out from underneath the ground. Kiddush. Well, that's a kasher. My son, we have a Mishibur that says, B'mok Mehefzid. Shall what he means. Is it Orchid Milsnok or not? The Malakim Maisel are not to Mutu Makel, except maybe in Nebrak. And all those Maisel are Makel across the board, straight up. Again, there's Shlom Zalman, he has a letter to Shemir Shabbos, Maisel is Makel, Debatino, Maisel is Makel, Olatino, Maisel is Makel, Avosna, Maisel is Makel, the word of Piske Chuvis, Chayden Spash to Hariro. The word of Spash to the Maisel is Mutter. And Tilta Begufa in Sartova, Isla Maisel is Mutter. I'll tell you, Shane. Go through like 6-7 points over here. Number one, the Mishru is not that simple. It certainly has a tzad to your machmer. That's all. Second is, by the case of Kasha Gabay Mito, who disagrees? The Ran disagrees. The Mugi Yosef, they disagree. Third, speaks out the grass, those who do not give the teretz by Kasha Gabay Mito, and they call it six Rishonim, he calls Tosfos, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Sefer Truma, and the Ri, and the Benetam, he calls these Rishonim, they all do not either hold the Rosh, because they held the case of Kasha Gabay Mito, is Nechlegedev Shdamshus of the Kash, and therefore, for that reason, is Nechlegedev Sartova Heter. That means we already have eight Rishonim against the Rosh, come down the feet of the grass. Number four, Maisa the Chadnish disagrees. Now you have to understand where the Chadnish disagreeing, where is it coming from, Haki Og with the Rosh. So come on, the Chadnish says, first of all, I have Rishonim. He calls to Rishonim, he calls to Ramban, he calls to Rajbun, he calls to Rishonim. And the Ritva, four Rishonim. Of course, four
Rishonim.
Mohammeds. So you have to know who the Ramban comes to Dalam base is. Is it the Talmud or the Rebbe? I think he doesn't quote the. I don't know if he saw it, and there are two Rambans here also. Maisi calls four Rishonim Maisi who are soon to be Machmer. But he says, even the Rosh agrees to him. Can he come along with the side? He says, what is the Kim to the Rosh? Is Rosh is causing going up to Moksa and kicking Bedas? The Rosh's case is come to go lie down upon and shift around to go to sleep. So just like I had a heter walking on the shvil, this is called a maisa shchiva, called going to sleep, lying down over here. When doing a maisa shchiva or maisa licho, it's not doing something by head, you're moving mukhs over here, that's where the Rosh is being mekel. Again, that's not the machaber, Pashan of the Torah. But maisa, you want to say the Rosh's teretz is not yisoid of till the begufa of the maisa's mutter. A maisa shchiva that's not nikkur behedya, that's its mutter. Speak out the Chodim or Chashavis, the Chanish Lishitosoi. What's the Chanish we spoke at yesterday? Understand? Tell me what I'm doing. If I'm quicking Mukso, can I want to save $100 on the floor? That's called moving Mukso. Come to go lie down, what am I doing? Come to go lie down. Muksavu, but I'm lying down over here. I'm coming to walk. Situation, move something over here. But my son, coming to a walk. So even the Rosh, he has told him it's sad. Begufoi. The Maisa's mortar, when's the mortar? When it's not nikur behavior. When it's Maisa Shchivo, a Maisa Licho, Derechi Lichosloi, that's when the case of Maisa, it can come home to be Mekel. Otherwise, it'll be Machin. Therefore, the Chanish argues with the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Chanish came to argue with the Mishnah Berurah about this argument, Numa Tachorinim, the argument of Mechaber. This is Bar Plukta, this is the Mishnah Berurah. So Elon said, Macholi Chaznish versus Mishnah Berurah. So Macholi Chaznish versus Mechaber. Fine. That's the fourth point. That's your fifth point over here. Maisa, first, let's finish with the Chaznish. First, according to Chaznish, comes out that the idea of Tiltu Begufoi has a locha Tiltu Minasad. That means you have to realize people think Tiltu Begufoi according to Chaznish is Osir. It's not Osir. It has the klolim of Tiltu Minasad with a Yisrofa to it. That means, number one, Tiltu Begufoi, the servant of a heter, Avad is Mutter. Posh is Mutter. That means you have something on the floor, you want to push away, use the Mokon. You have any mucks of money on your bed, you want to sleep on the bed, kick with your foot, that's tiltum begufoi, called the chanish, tzarta beheter. Mice, that's mortar. Secondly, is, according to chanish, you also have a self of beheter of mice shchiva, mice alicho. Mice, that's mortar. That means you have money on the floor, you want to kick it, you walk up and down, back and forth, your nose can be moved to the side, be protected over here. Mice, also, it's mortar. You can do it, because you want to kick it, but walk up and down the gamut situation, mice, it's mortar. I mean, even the chanish of the world, there's no issa tiltum begufoi. Tiltum begufoi is mutter, number one, tzarek dover heter. And number two, the maisa shchivo, maisa alicho.
What does it do with kashag al-Bahama?
So again, tzav al-Chaim, word of Mechaber. I don't know if you saw it. Lohan, Mechaber said tzav al-Chaim, forget. And it's the Bialoch's kashag. The fifth point over here, look at the Mogav Rom, when in Simon Hay, it's a contest. They point out the Magarom seems to have a Shaila had a Paskin, and Numa Tachorin will learn Pshat in the Magarom, he's being Machmer against the Machaber. Look at the Machzal Shekel, look at the Chayodom, they tell you who's the Machmer. It's not anymore that it's the Chaznish against the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Magarom and the Chaznish against the Mishnah Berurah. They point out, read the Magarom, it sounds like he wants to argue. Again, there's a Shaila had to read the Magarom, the Simi said a snapshot. Tolish wants to argue with this Bimba Vucha, what Avana of the Mogavom's Maskona is over here. A sixth point. Take out the Toys of Shabbos. Has he Paskin? Two Shitas. Take out the Chayodom. Has he Paskin? Two Shitas. Baruch HaShulchan? Two Shitas. Also, let's ask Moshe. How do you Paskin? So to Tula Shabbos, a banner, he went over to Moshe. And he asked, how do you Paskin? You have a case over here of Tilt of Begufa, it's Rach Mokso. What's the Lachat? Go move it not. You Paskin like the Mechaber, not like the Mechaber. So he answered back, it's also to do Tiltu Begufoi Yitzarek Dova Osir, unless it's Dova Nochitz. But Moshe Feinstein says, to be Machmer unless it's a Dova Nochitz. So I went to Rabbanu, it's also you have to be Machmer to Tiltu Metzal Yitzarek Dova Osir, unless it's a Dova Nochitz. Dova Nochitz is Mutter.
Well,
so I went to Rabbanu, I asked him, what exactly was Moshe's Havon of the Sugyo? Basically, I think what your question over here is it he saying, Maisa, it's Osir, there's Iran, there's Kamru Shining this way, there's a Chaznish over here, it's Osir, Yeshami Lismoich, Mechaber Mishnah Berurah. What he's saying for Kert, it's a Mechaber, it's a Mishnah Berurah, you misplaced him that way, it's a Pasha the Rosh over here, Avada is Taipi Choshish, but there's a Chalkim, there's Iran over here, all those who want to disagree. What is a Moshe Ikri hold? It's Osir, Yeshami Lismoich, when you stop. Well, it's mutter, why not be chayshish? So Bana told me, you would be ikar holding to be mekel. Mutter. Avad is a mechaber. Avad is a pashto the price on the page. Mishnah Berurah that way. Maisa, the Ardo disagree. The Ran certainly disagrees. Maisa, the Chanish wants to argue. So Echadami, you should be machmer. Toiv lochosh, el came into double nochets. But Maisa, again, you have to realize, those come along and bring down two sides over here. And therefore, look among the malaktim, whether it's Eliashiv, or the Abia Omer, or Benjamin Zilber, or Abanu, or the Yaki Yosef, or Aviviat, or the Shami Yehuda, or the Shami Yenison, or the Simcha Bonim, or the Shari Muksa, I think called 10 of the Berach, they come along and all say, Alochel Maisa, Lechat Chil to be Choshish.
It's a strange word in your double
knock.
It's usually,
Hafsib, Mugos, Hafsib, Tzara Gadol, Mitzvah, Lochel. Okay. Also, Tatum Begufa, Tzara Muksa, Elm, Imhu, Dava Nochet, Smoter.
It's a strange.
Okay. So Maisa comes out that you have to realize Shu Sosim Lekulo, but the Malachim are still pointing out that the Tosef Shabbos the Chai Adam the Erchel Shulchan. They nice. They come along, and we point out that's one of the steps. Mishmor may be how the way to be Chayish. Two ways to be the Mishnah Berurah, and we have eight Rishonim over here. So Vada, this is what to be Chayish Lechumro. So we have two sides over here. What do you do Halach Maisa? Poshen Nafkamino is Shimu Tiltu Begufoi Shloit Tzar Klal. Stop. You have looks on the floor. Why not kick it? So Chorgo comes out. Two reasons why not to kick it. One is, Abada, the correct analogy is not to move Mukhtar for no reason in a situation where it's Machlokes HaPoskim. Let's push the correct analogy as the Moshe says that's the correct analogy. Don't have a lachetz, go move it, otherwise not to. The way it's very interesting, the Erchel Shulchan speaks out, even those who are Mekel, still, Shlodet Tzar Klal, Lomi Yasekein. Sin the Torah Shabbos, where she gets to the Yisrael from, well, Klishu Mach Leheter. It's more to the move. And what's the loch? Shlodet Tzar Klal, Mais we don't go to. I know, I understand. So Maisa comes out, but even in the Mekilim, that those who say a massive Kiddush don't move for no reason, which you can argue the point, say, and it's not Mechel Tilta at all. So rather, what should come out halacha, each one on his own. It depends who you're going with. Yeah, that's like even the Mekilim, yes. Maisa comes out, again, we have two sides over here. And again, Shomzam has a letter over here, a lot of water. And that's the Mishaburo, the symbol of sounding like point out, and Simchas, he did not say Dr. Mokhm Hefzid. Don't say that. Maisa or the Mishaburo sound like Dr. Mokhm Hefzid. Then this is Rishon over here, and that's only Rishon who will disagree. The Pashkim have two sheets over here, and the Chayyim have two of the Mahalfim over here. And those come out, at the end of the day, the correct and over to be Choshish Lechachila. How far to be Choshish? In the name you Choshish much, much more, unless you won't get stoned. Over here, you Choshish much, much less. But Maisa, the different hope is what you're going to do over here. Again, you have to realize, even if Neibach, a Muslim, Maisa was Mekel. You live in Neibach, tell Maisa, we pass him, Mishnah, and Maisa is Mutter. Fine. Yesh, yesh. Again, what should come out is not movement for no reason. That's clear. It's really not light switches with your feet. Now, take a step further over here. Cleaning. You still can't kick it with your foot. Now, to massage your house, to clean up your house, to till the begufay, you have something on the floor, you want to kick it away, not to save it, because Malcolm F said, it's not nice on the floor. Can you kick it with your foot over here? Let's analyze it. According to the Rosh, it's a case over here of not to go, is that coming to go protect? What? We'll get to that, Batson. Means you go according to the Rosh, for it's till the begufay, mice it's mortar. You go according to the Ran, it's tiltum natsad. Mention, yes, I tiltum natsad to clean up the floor, you'll have a heter. Why, either mitzad sort of a heter, or mitzad nechel get a cover Shabbos. So, who to kick something on the floor to clean up, sign the Rosh, and sign the Ran should be mutter. However, you go like the Mahalach of the Chadnish in the Rosh, coming out that way. Because according to the Chadnish in the Rosh, you need a case over here of Derech Hilucho. Derech Hilucho. And there, he says, how in the world do you sweep on Shabbos? He says, either a case of a graph, or on the floor it's bottled. Or come out according to him, that the floor of the Maaseh is mutter because it's bottled to go kick it. But come out on the table to go clean something, the tilt of a gufoy, he won't have a rush over here. Because no bittul on the table, says Mchaim. Maaseh comes out to clean up the house and the floor, there's no chumra over here, but it comes out. That means to protect the muksa, that's one shiloh. But to go clean, again, the Yisrael over here, according to the Rosh is mutter, according to the Rabbi is mutter. No, it's hard to ask to clean the floor by kicking things on the floor. People see, I'm cleaning the floor by kicking it. It's mukhsa, you can't, chanish. Everyone holds mice as mutter. According to the Rosh is mutter, according to the Rabbi is mutter. Either way, you have a case over here that's mutter. Now, that's what it is.
That's called
sort of mitzvah. Again, then we have, you're sweeping the floor, the mice is mutter. Shin Lam and Zayin, either covered Shabbos. Or turn to a heter. Or bottle. Anyway, on the floor is mortar. On the floor is always mortar. Since we ask the Otim Chaim, and even money on the floor is going to be bottle, he said, yeah, anything on the floor is bottle. Anything on the floor, you can't sweep to clean is mortar. Where anyone's mechalic sweeping, what are you cleaning? Now, in this halacha, what's that happens when the thing moving is normal to move this way? Now, when you spoke out yesterday in the gate, the sugya teltum atzad, thing is normal, it's called teltum atzad. You point out, I'm sweeping a mice and nechel together of normal. And still, it's called teltum atzad. What would negate the case over here of teltum begufoin? That something is normal. What's allowed to come negate teltum begufoin? So, after we showed him this, we malil, and we iri, we're swimming down, mice want to be machmer. What case we came across clearly to be machmer? Person has a shoe that fell apart. He wants to go wear it. He can't smoke some. But in case of covered up bris, he has to go wear from one place to another. The mice said smoter. Now, how are you wearing the shoe? On your foot. It's a normal way to wear your shoe on your foot. And that's where you have to come out to the sugya of covered bris to mark the mukso. Otherwise, they point out, it's usur. So we see, to use something in a normal way, a gam is tilt to begufoy. The mice of Nichlas or Yomokso, a black rider came to. The tilde beguva will not have the heter when it's on your foot, when it's a case of a normal case over here. And if you look among the Malachim, everyone discusses a kimto or something that's normal, and they all come out the same. You said over here, the halach is, it's going to be Nichl in the category of not tilde beguva. Again, we did mention, it's a race of Gov. When a person has a money purse on top of him, the Ramah at the end, and Sivya Bays, what is the heter to go move it when it's not from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos? So you mentioned four Malachim. One of the Mahalchim was, the Menorah Torah, the ground says it's sound this way, is nothing like category of Tiltu Begufoy. Now, a money purse is known to be on your waist. It's called Tiltu Begufoy. Yishlavam, Guchacha goes this way. Meister, the way the Mishabura goes is not the way. He calls the Siva, it's called Tiltu Menatzad. And the Achorin of Ikon of Fakfer can grapple why the world called it Tiltu Begufoy, and Meister is something that's normal. So, making the person does not seem to go this way, the Mishabura does not even bring down the smile over there by the case of the money purse. First, the only thing he brings down is Pakati Soda Tilkum Natsad, which Echlami could be even a case that's normal. Another question, Tilto Begufoy, is they're saying Tilto Begufoy, Pashas means it's not Siddur moving the Muksa, and therefore any Muksa, whether it's Muksa Machla Skufoy, whether it's Klish Machla Isser, okay, you know, a person has the right to go move the Muksa with his foot, according to the Machaber, Api the Rosh, and the Mishbura Paskins. What about Muksa Machmas Sarkis? Let's say you have a Shoichet's knife on the floor. Let's say you have your laptop that's very hush because it's bought, or your brand new expensive camera on the floor, can you go move it with your foot? Why should the chasar and kiss be any different? So you say the chasar and kiss, the first thing we learn the muksa is you machbid not to mishtamashi with any other heter, any other pula. A person will not take a sheikha knife with shechita knife and come along to use it to cut vegetables. Here also, just like he's machbid not for heter, I think he's machbid not to kick it. He's machmir not to tilt him atzad. He's not to tilt him begufoy. So maybe also there is no heter by chasar and kis to go cook something. You have your laptop left on top of your bed. On the tzad, the laptop is very choshev, chasar and kis. You can argue maybe money or chasar and kis. You have a right to go kick it. Maybe nichlas to go up. In part of the chumra of chasar and kis, of akpod over here, of machmir not to move. If a user of a heter, a machmir not to kick it, not to do tilt him atzad. So let's begin the sides. I think people are mocked not to kick the computers. If my mother saw me kick her computer, I wouldn't be here right now.
It's true, but if you leave
it here, if I leave it here, I can claim innocence. If I kick it, I can't claim innocence. The base says that Dhamma did a simage in Ches, and he gets involved with different types of muksas. He says the muksas go chasar and kiss, and then the muksas negate the sugya of a kli. Negate the kalim, he says, are 13 heterim, but a person can move a case of a kli. One of the 11th heter is a case of tiltum atzad, the 13th heter is tiltum begufoy, the 5th heter is a case of kovod abrius. Speaks out to the prima godin, mincha shabbos, they point out, let's analyze. Base says, there's chasar and kiss, no heter. This kalim, klishimak, this muksumak, muskufi has its 13 heter. That means chasar and kiss has no heter. And all the 13 heter, he says, tiltum atzad, tiltum gufi, kavda bries, these things do not apply to case of chasar and kiss. Therefore, the Prima Godin sets you up and says there is no heter of tiltum atzad, tiltum gufi, by case of chasar and kiss. Now, we spoke about this twice already to point out lechur, the Mishabura disagrees. Once we have the Simon Shneches on Sif Aleph, we have the case of the Nadin over here, we have the Shaykh's knife together with a bunch of other knives. speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, let's say all the other knives are more kosher than this knife. Therefore, the basis is Isser Ula Heter. Therefore, since if it cannot be Menar out the Isser, the Loch, as he says, go do Total, Total Menat Sad, I mean Metaltal over here, Sakin Shal Shchito. So you see the Mishnah Berurah saying over, they can do Total Menat Sad, Ketav Sakin Shal Shchito. Another case he pointed out, we know this is going to cover the Brias, the case of paper. Mishmua says again in Sif Aleph finished the Ches is Chesaron Kis. And Simon Shinyud Beis says in Mishnah Berurah, the gate to cover the Brias, you have to use something. Can't forget how to go use these racks. Go use paper over here. I is Chesaron Kis over here. So you see we have the Locho, the Chesaron Kis, which would be Makel by the case of cover the Brias. So whether there are those who want to either answer the Beis Yosef or those who want to argue the Beis Yosef, Tildo points out, who in the world the Beis Yosef get these Makarios over here. So Ich Shia, whether you want to answer or argue, they point out Maestro Mishmur holds there is a Heter of Tiltum and Tzad and Pashas who didn't Tiltum and Gufoy then get to the Sikil of Chesaronikis. Next point actually has to be discussed over here. Okay. The next thing you have to discuss in Tiltum and Gufoy is what defines Tiltum and Gufoy and what defines Tiltum and Tzad. Once we have two different halachas over here, Tiltum and Tzad and Tzorak Tove Isser is Osir. Tiltum and Gufoy Tzorak Tove Isser is Mutter. So what is Tiltum and Tzad exactly different than Tiltum and Gufoy? What's the different cases you can discuss? And where do you draw the line? The starting point is, let's say you have a bug on top of you, can you go blow it? A bug. That means when you blow a bug off of you, you have an ant on top of you. Is that Tiltum and Tzad? Is that Tiltum and Gufoy? Or is that normal? Because that's what I do during the week, I blow it off of me. How exactly do you look at blowing something off?
I'm on the moon, yeah.
That also we'll get to. So, speaks out the Mariel, he has a tshuva, that I'm rubbing down. The Mariel starts off, Koychak Gufoy. Serious person. Koychak Gufoy, there should be no difference. And when the person cannot move, his Koyach, the wind also cannot move. How it goes on further and says, it's not doing this to give Hezek, to get this to give Shabbos. Over here, the Maestro Nichla get it, what's normal to Metatl. He says to blow things off things and not the standard way of doing things. He says, I'll bring your Rayo. The person can blow things off. In the case of Kasha Shagava Mita, it's not normal, therefore it's Mutter. Just like Kasha Shagava Mita, in the case of Pulga, is not normal. As words of Ein Lecha Tla'acha Yad Godel Nizeh, there's nothing more strange of moving things through the case of blowing. Therefore, the Maestro blowing is Mutter. So first and before Shema Real, it says you want to blow things off you on Shabbos, the Maisa it's Mutter. Halacha Maisa brought down, number one, by the Mechaber, Simen Shneches Sif Mem Gimel. Number two, it's brought down the Ramah, and Simen Shneches Sif Gimel. Twice. That means it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch two different times over here. Now the question is, what's the Avono of this Maril? Is he saying it's called, I'm saying it's Mutter. Under what category of being Mutter is it? Is it Teltum and Atzad? Or is it Teltum and Gufay? On what level is it? Said Rabbi Kibeger on this Ramah and Sif Gimel, he wants to be dying. Ramah is saying over here is nichl the category of Tiltum and Atzad. And therefore only the Tzad becomes a mortar and not to go save it. Now, it's not clear where Kibeger says Ramah is Meduyik that way. That's talking Tiltum and Atzad. There seem to be four ways to understand where the Diyik of Sif Kibeger is coming from. Either you can understand the fact that Machabah says Sif Mem Gimel. Gimel, long Ramon put back in Sif Gimel. What's Sif Gimel? Tishamach Isser. Tzarkufi Mekoymoy. Mechamot Sal is Osser. So it could be that he understood Tzark Mekoymoy is Mutter. Could he put it back in Tishamach Isser? That's one way to understand it. A second way to understand Kiveger. And then Mishlom Zalman says where he got it from. The words of the Ramon is Kla'acha Yad. Kla'acha Yad is the words of Rashi by Tiltum and Atzad. A third way of saying over the Diyak. Because the words are, the Ramah is Kla'acha Yad Loimikir Tiltul. Not Loimikir Tiltul Klal, whether you say Tiltul Begufay, it's in Loimikir Tiltul. It's not the Cheshivas of Tiltul, it's Ka'in Tiltul. Or a fourth way of saying it, what's the flow of the Ramah? What's the Ramah's halacha right before that? The more discussing case, where you have Heter, you pick up the Heter, and Derech Agav Muksa moves. It's Mutter says the Mishabur, why? Tiltul Menatzad. So on that, V'chein, who I did also, Mutter Taltal, the case in the Ficho. That means the Hemshech of the Ramah is what? Just like Tiltum Natsad as Matur, take over the Heter and move the Isser, Tiltum Natsad, who did V'chein as Matur, blowing things. What?
How it
I'm saying where the Kirege got shot in the Ramo. Kirege says, somehow the Ramo, say, Kirege says that, right? He says, in the Ramo.
But
again, he points out, the one over there, Asim Gimel. Asim Gimel, the Ramo over there says, I already explained it in Asim Gimel. Why? Because it has the clone, it went over there. Mai says, it comes out that the simple reading of the Amor, Kivya Eger says, what he means is only Nechla Kagoy Totum Netzad. We're going to have four ways how the simple reading of the Amor is that way. Mai says, goes on Kivya Eger further, but look up the Meryl inside. Meryl sends it to what, Sergio? Kasha Gabba Mito. Case of Totum Begufoy. So why in the world is he asking a question of the Amor calling it Totum Netzad? Who be Nechla Kagoy Totum Begufoy? He left it as is. That means he doesn't really answer. It sounds like what should be. Long something is tilted begufoy. The Maisa, what?
Willow passes like water.
I'm sorry?
Willow passes like water. Goes up
the yeah. It seems to be. I think so. Now, Maisa, how do you pass by blowing things? So the grass says, he calls it tilted begufoy. And they'll look among the black and bakers, they come and they call it as Makor, the Maril, according to the Magufai. The words of Moshe, when they asked him, he says, the Fich is even better than the case of Tilda Magufai. Even more of you to be more ethical. Shmir Shabbos, Urcha Shabbos, others, Moshe Achorim called Tilda Magufai, Agab, the Yavis called Tilda Magufai. Called Tilda Magufai. Now let's analyze it. The Chadish does not hold of Tilda Magufai. He holds Tilda Magufai, either Maisa Shchivo, Maisa Licho, who has a gather Tilda Magufai, Tilda Magufai Heter. So what's the Chadish hold with this Mechaber? With this Ramo, this Maril, does he agree with blowing something on Shabbos? Do you say the Maisa? Very simple case, you have 100 shekels on the floor, I think most of us can blow the 100 shekels. Go over to the floor, on the table, wherever it is, on the floor might be a bottle, find on the table, or you want to blow it. Can you blow the 100 shekels to go protect it? Is that Mutik on the Chazanish? Or not? So Maisa, it's a question to Benjamin Zilber, it's a Chan Kanievsky, they come along and say, that it's even better than case of total begufay. Loi choshev total klal. It's even better. Now, where they get that from, how they understood that, where's the avon, where's the makor, yishlovin. I'm not sure how they got that. Okay, my real makor is kasha gabamito. And it's not to be machmer. How do you get it better than the source where it came from? But the Maisim Chaim says it's not arguing on the mechabna, on the bemor, that's anything over here, not on the maril over here. No, but they say the Maisa is even better. The words of Moshe also. Moshe says it's even better than the case of Tel Dabu Gufay. It's even better. It's nothing, zero, nothing. Gam the Makor is either case of Polgo or Kasha Gav Amito. It's even better. If it's better, let's take a step further now. Now look at Darkei Mekach. By Tiltum Matzad, sweeping, it's still Tiltum Matzad. The case of Tel Dabu Gufay, said by the shoe, is not Nichol Tel Dabu Gufay. What about blowing with Darkei Mekach? Is it going to be like Tiltum Netzad? Motor? It's Tiltum Gufay, Osir, or it's better than Tiltum Gufay? That's still be motor. Because what we see when Mechanish is better, if it's darker Mekach to blow up a bog on you, is that going to be motor? Because that's like you're saying, that's nothing, that's zero, it's not a Maisa at all. That's nothing. Is that going to be even better? So Maisa, the Shabbat Yonison, when he speaks it out, to get to blowing, he says it's even better, and even darker Mekach Lamaisa's motor. And therefore, the Issa Chutshani, we have a bug on top of you. He says, can you blow it off? He says, first to bring it to you is a case of being metatal in order to benar it. And then he says, blow it off. No problem. There's Mechan Knievsky, and he says, to blow it off? He says, yeah, blowing Mekit Toto Klal. That means, let's say blowing off a bug, again, be clear. Chutshani Mechan did not say, it's causing darker Mekach. That wasn't the question asked. The question is, can you blow off a bug? They said, Maisa, you can. And all that, Chodeshani says, bring it to you. Right, what are you going to do? Go over the blood like this? You bring it to you. That's cool. His words are, it's nothing to get a mkav yad lepiv, kem etal to kdei lenar. Till to kdei lenar, the mice is the mutter.
That
sounds like the mutter. Yeah. I mean, the mutter is, the hatter is. Yeah, for you. I'm
the hatter. You're
convenient. Yeah. I don't want to hear.
Blowing it also has
the hatter. So mice, they're coming out, that the idea of darker mkach, even though machma till to begufoy, the chur is being mutter by the case of neficho. And neficho is even better than that. If that's so, let's take one more step. He said, Shloitz are clouds, be machmer until the begufay. We said two reasons. One is because Orch HaShulchan says, even the makil must be machmer. And number two, because there's an argument until the begufay. What about the ficha? You blow mukhsa stamazai, why blow mukhsa? I see Cyrus over here, I want to blow it off. So Vada the Sefer, that's what you go do. We call it the Kavani, blow it off. People say that Taku Bakak, so what? And what do you always do with the Sefer? You don't take your hand, you blow it off. Avada is the correct thing you go do. They ask Chaim Kanievsky, Cyrus and Sefer, he says, go blow, no problem. That's straight. No, it's a ficha, blowing is more to tell the Bagufai. Maybe. But the Maisa, we still speak to the Aruch HaShulchan. Don't do it for no reason at all. Don't do it. Maybe not your hairs, but like girls' hairs, okay? Let's say, without putting the same thing on the side, then hold on what most people do, they put it in the garbage. If you save it and you burn it, the comments and the calamity.
Don't burn it.
Okay, where's all your hair? You have your whole hair from your hair.
No,
you're
not going to burn it.
Right now, to be mamshich, we're saying the ficho is nechal together till the begufay, and even better till the begufay. Let's go through numerous cases over here to find what's till the begufay, what's till the man's side. First, a person moves something with his shoulders. What is that? Is that begufay or that man's side? So Rashi in the Mishnah, Kufim al Kasha Gaba Mito says, how are you moving the kash? He says, with your shoulders. That's clearly till the begufay. A second case, move something with your mouth. You pick up your cell phone with the mouth. Is that tilt of the side, tilt of the gufay? Says in Malachim, Poshut, that's tilt of the gufay. Very simple. Move something with your head. Is that the gufay mean side? The Ramban says, that's tilt of the gufay. Very simple. What about moving something with your foot over here, or in the case of moving with your knee? Kicking something. Is that tilt of the gufay that nechal get a tilt of the side? So, again, Mishmur's case, in Simon Shin Ches, according to Gimel, he says, go kick it. Be a locha, Simon Reisam of Vop. Discussing when you find a mitzvah on Shabbos, what to go do? He said, go kick. And he calls that total begufay. Where's the Makar? He's quoting a graz and the chayotah. And Lewis Paiskin, me now, kicking it is total begufay. Come on, the Orchid Shabbos, he says, he does not understand. He says, the Gemara has numerous cases, and we should have numerous cases, how in the world to move Moksa or Mokma absent. The Loy Matsanu had to Zed, go kick it. The fact the steamers of the Gemara are numerous situations, and the steamers of the Mishrainim, do not give that needs of kicking. You want to tell that there is no heter kicking. The idea you want to tell of tilta begufay means to tilt it with your body. That's a shinui gomer. Kicking is a shinui. It's not shinui gomer. We do it all the time. We move things through kicking. That's a quasi normal shinui thing to go do. Move muksa with your body, that's shinui gomer. And he wants to argue against the Mishnah Berurah, against the Chayodom, against the Graz, Allah Lamais against the Malachim, and said there is no heter mitzvah tilta begufay with moving something with your foot. There's a category of tilta mitzvah. The Ramban can move your head. Oh, the Ramban, he actually calls it Ramban. He wants to argue that. Actually calls, I think, Ramban somewhere. But he points out, no one seems to give this head over here. Now, first they point out, Apisor Shabai, once you go with the lungs over here, it's like a Shlomo Zalman. Merrick, the said, why we make until the Begufay? In the case of a Shinoi, they'll never have inside the Sugi like so. Won't make a difference if a Shinoi Gomer. The Meister will be chayv inside the sugya itself, will not make a difference over here. But in Meister, he's going against the Mishabura, the Glaz, the Chayodom, the Simus HaPaiskim. And Meister, they're big makers. Come on, Orchid Shabbos to argue against them, because Tom, he has his riot, but no one says it. Yesh Lord Nahambri. Taking one more step. Moving something with your elbow. Is that nothing together, a total mitzad, a total begufay? So there is a question to Meister, to Tulay Shabbos, or Badner. He says nothing in the category of total begufay. Brought down by the Shmir Shabbos, and brought down by the Orchid Shabbos. Orchid Shabbos. Now, how in the world are Orchid Shabbos saying kicking? That's not Shinigomer, that has to be with your body. The elbow, yeah, that's Shinigomer. I don't know how in the world you put the two those together. That's Aleph, against Orchid Shabbos. Basis, I'm not sure the Mishabura agrees, the face that you're coming from, is the way the Mishabura says, but total begufay, you have to explain it. His words are Pirush. Shenegeh biyadoi, it's a kosh melamed. He's not touching with his hands. Ki im begufay, his body, or b'shar evarav, or other limbs. What is yadoi? What is hands? Mevucha negeh to the 9 days, mevucha negeh to wash himself, cover Shabbos. Is yadoi this or yadoi this? The whole thing. What is yadoi exactly?
This.
So, avada means this. Luchur means the whole thing. And therefore, if he says the whole thing, Avada elbow is not nichel to the begufay, it's nichel to the minatzad. I'll bring you right into it. We discussed yesterday the second Reisha involved. Over there, we discussed how in the world to move a Ner on Shabbos. Yes, you're going to go do it. Says the Mishmur Yisoid. He says, I'll go, since I can go move a Ner myself, either through Achur Yodov, or in the case of Ben Atzili Yodov, and I can do Tiltum and Sad Sarf Dove Heter. Therefore, the Goy is Nichon the category of Tiltum and Sad. Whatever you're supposed to do, Dar Heter, a Goy, I'm doing the Mitzan Heter, go use the light. I'm not coming to go save the candle, he says. I'm coming to use the light, Tiltum and Sad Sarf Dove Heter. Therefore, whatever you're supposed to do, Tiltum and Sad, Goy is Nichon the category of Tiltum and Sad. The first, stop by step. First, he's saying over here, they take something, hold the candle, his words are again, Abachur Yodov. I assume he means like this. I don't know any other way of doing it with one hand. That means holding candle like this. It's called that Totum Min Atzad. So once that's Totum Min Atzad, so we see over here that first of all, that's not Totum Min Atzad. I mean, first you can argue, it's a Shina Gomer, right? That's move candle place. That's called Totum Min Atzad. No. That's first you have to find what the words are. No, it won't be chayv. But still, you have to find. We have a head to tilde begufa. Not more than that. The Maisa, you look among the Svarim. It's very interesting. The grass first of all says this case of Achur Yadov, and he says that loch is tilde begufa. That means with the Mishmur speaking Reish, I involve the same place the grass runs right tilde begufa. So there are those who try to say the Mishmur means tilde begufa. Yavad does not mean tilde begufa. It means tilde manatzad. Yavad means that way. Look for the Yaakov over here. So the Maisa, this is fine. So, we have Mishabura, and that's the passion of Mishabura means Tilt Mansad. Single bond goes this way, or for Shabbos, not this all. A Gam, Numus Pai, can go like the grass. Whether it's Mitchas Pasim and Mitchas Shabbos, and afterward, I see Mishlom Zalman, Shemir Shabbos, Shama Yudah, Kodshani, Peskin Chuvas. Some of them do not quote the Mishabura, so I don't know if they go against the Mishabura, or they want to say Jim Shah, the Mishabura. I see Numus Farm call this case, Achur Yadav Tilt Mugufai. I think it's clear as Mishabura, it's called Tilt Mansad. This and Moshe, Moshe is like barley. He's not there. Taking one more step, he says, Bein Atzila Yodov. What's Atzila Yodov? So as far as I understand, the case over here is holding it in the elbow like this, walking around holding a candle. Otherwise, I cannot figure out another way to hold a candle. Some guy started telling me under your armpits. Now, if you do that, I think you burn yourself. I don't think that's exactly kimt over here. I think the kimt is between the elbow. Now, again, what is that a kimt over here? Pashas according to Mishnah Berurah is calling it Tiltum Minasad. Again, the grass on this case called Tiltum Rufoin. Come on, every malakit calls it Tiltum Begufay. So again, I don't know if they did not see the Mishmur, they forgot the Mishmur, that is calling other people, I'm not sure exactly what happened over here. But if the Mishmur says over here is Tiltum Atzad, why should over here also not be? What is more easier? When's the last time you moved a chepitz between the elbow? If you call this Tiltum Atzad, I assume the elbow is also Tiltum Atzad. Again, it's still tilted. Yeah. It's not really carrying, it's tilted. And who cares about carrying? It's moving. Moksha is not carrying, Moksha is moving. It's moving. And again, the word of Mishmur is a Kol Laman is Eina Negeir BeYodoy. Once you see the Mishmur Yodoy means over here, I don't see anything between here and over here. I'm putting two things together. One Mishmur says Eina Negeir BeYodoy. It's called this BeYodoy. And it's and there's no difference in the place over here. The be Nichol and Kamigoy of Tiltum and Atzad with this clone. So if Tzorah Heter will be Motor, clean the house of Shabbos will be Motor over here. With this clone, with his ideas over here. One last case to speak out is that let's say a person has moved something to do with one hand and he moves it with two hands. Or one person and he does it with two people. Is that Nichol the category of Tiltum not Begufay, the Vatan Shini Gomer? The Nichol the category of Tiltum and Atzad will have a Heter, so if Tzorah Heter. Can you move a chayfitz, mukso, two people together, when it's definitely one person? Says the place of Shabbos, beginning of Simon Shin Ches, he wants to say, yeah, in case of an animal, mama samayim, you can't take it out, what to go do? It's not discussing mama samayim, kolius, one time in the mice it's mutter. Yeah, two people, it's nechel get it, told him that's not, they see, so I'm Shabbos, and therefore the Eshel, brought by mama samayim, says, how do you get the animal out, when you can't keep it there? He says, very simple, do a case over here, told him that's not, take two people, might be a kalkal tchila, move it out that way. They point out when Meir Rick said, what's the story of the Eish Lavrah? He said, this because on Shabbos, if you do mitzvah like so, with two people, will be under, won't be chayiv. So once I saw the Meisah be mutter, because that one not graze upon it. That's his story. Meisah, as far as I know, this is the first time I ever heard about this concept over here, either using two hands or two people. Meisah, the person did not seem to bring it down. They point out for Yeish Lachalik Harbe, it's not the signal of two people, signal of chetzi shir. Negate the idea of negate the muksa a sugyos shina over here. Neil ben Yamin Zilbi quotes this Tosfos Shabbos. He says even mishmak upon an even mokum tzarek gadol, the plate did not seem to bring it down over here. But no one brings it down on the page. No one even heard about it until I say right now. Agam there is a svara to it. But in fact, I have a svara of tilta begufoi. Does not make it into tilta begufoi. Has to be a tilta begufoi. This case over here, that's Mr. Gov, chetzi shir. Do not compare medama shvus l'shvus. The mice said, come to be make upon that and call a heter and moving muksa and start to have a heter, you will not have this heter. Fine. Bezer Shem, exactly 1 hour. Bezer Shem, Sunday, Simon Reshain test. Flocho.
Let's go, yeah.